I was exporting, but on the other hand, I was importing lots of product. And one day I was the largest diamond importer from Chicago, New York area. So I know the Winston, Mr. Harry Winston, is the largest diamond dealer in New York. I used to buy huge quantity of diamond. One day I went to Chicago. There was a diamond dealer called brand name Masterpiece, you know, a Jewish guy. I went there, and he said, please wait 1 hour. So I was waiting, you know, 1 hour. Then he came out. He said, sorry, you know, here's a customer, so, you know, takes another 1 hour. But he said, Mr. Mister, this guy, my customer, today's customer, bought a very, very small diamond. See, I spent more than 1 hour to sell this stone. Maybe I'm Japanese, maybe you are laughing, you know, the same small stone and let Japanese wait 1 hour. But this is a business, you know. So if you sell small stone today, maybe this couple next year come back again, buy another large one, large one, large one, large one. See? So if you try to hit home run like a baseball, you fail. Mm-hmm. See? Business, you must go step by step. This is the business, you know. At that time, I was very young. So I was dreaming big business, you know. He said, don't try to make a big business. I go, okay. And I dream, okay. But the actual business, you must go step by step, see. So these kinds of things I learned a lot from a Jewish businessman in America. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I thought, I was born in Osaka. So Osaka is very well known for business practice. But Jewish is slightly different from Japanese style of business, you know. So I learned a lot from the United States Jewish people how to make more money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, for example, Japan, we make a contract, you know. And every contract, we put a big stamp. Emperor stamp like this big, you know, big stamp. Mine like this stamp. But whatever you put a stamp, you know, if you don't try to keep the contract, it means nothing, see? So Japan, you know, always people say the contract is contract, but my son married, my son is sick, my wife is sick, you know. So something happened. I cannot keep the contract. Please forgive me. Or cancel the contract. This happened always. But once you make a contract with American people, you cannot say so.
Yeah.
Contract is contract. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. Very strict. See? So I paid, many times I paid a big penalty because I promised to him I'm going to ship 10,000 pieces of radio someday. But manufacturer always delay. See?
Mm-hmm.
1 week, 1 month delay. I send a cable to United States, 1 month delay. So they said, okay, give the penalty.
Mm-hmm.
See? This kind of things we learned from States. Yeah. Mm. Today everybody knows, you know. But many years ago, Japanese are different. They break a contract easily.